now. Before long, the old sprawling house comes into view. Although mostly retired, Mom and Dad still live in the big house, and I rebuilt one of the old farmhand houses on the opposite side of the property a few years ago. I'm in charge of the Lazy K Ranch now, and I love every minute of it. Mom and Dad step out onto the porch as I dismount, and suddenly I hear tires on the gravel driveway. "What's going on?" I demand, scowling as I watch my dad's eyes go hard. A blue rental pulls to a stop in front of us. "Kenzie called," he mutters. "How could she do this to him?" Mom whispers with tears in her eyes. "To both of them. Would someone like to tell me what in the hell is going on?" "Get out of the car, Seth." I know that voice. Ice instantly runs through my veins as I turn to see Zach's wife, Kenzie, pull herself out of the passenger seat, open the back door, and pull my nephew, Seth, out of the car along with a duffel bag, which she throws without care onto the dirt. "What's this about?" "Seth's your problem now," she replies coldly. My eyes immediately fall on the boy, who's looking down and drawing circles in the gravel with the toe of his worn shoe. His jeans are a size too small, the hem riding above his ankles, and his t-shirt is stained and dirty. "Seth isn't a problem," Mom replies, and flies down the stairs to pull Seth into her arms. He stiffens, but doesn't pull away. He also doesn't hug her back. Jesus, he was here 2 years ago, bright-eyed and interested in all of the ranch animals. Now his eyes are dull and tired. "He is for me," Kenzie replies with a shrug. Her clothes are impeccable, and I assume purposefully a size too small. Her hair and nails are polished and perfect. She winks over at me, and my stomach rolls in revulsion. "How are you, handsome? What is this about?" "Zach made noise about wanting a divorce the last time he called from BFE, so I beat him to the punch." "Cole," she gestures toward the car and the man sitting impatiently inside, "doesn't want a kid around, and frankly, I'm tired of being a full-time mom." "You're tired of being a full-time mom?" I yell. Dad shakes his head, and my mom tries to pull Seth away and into the house, but Dad puts his hand on her shoulder, stopping her. "Seth shouldn't hear this bullshit." 12 years I've been alone with him," she sneers and points a finger at her son. "While Zach spent more time in a desert or in a plane with the army, leaving us in a different city every 2 years. I stayed because Zach's paychecks were nice and I didn't have to work, but I'm done. I sold his car." Dad gasps, and I want to wrap my hands around her little neck and squeeze. "Zach loves that damn car. I gave the rest of his shit to charity and I'm giving you the kid. If Zach wants to traipse around the world every year and ignore his family, fine, but I'm done. I deserve more than this." She's screaming now, carrying on about what is owed to her, but I can't take my eyes off Seth. His face hasn't shown one bit of emotion. Most kids would be in tears, horrified by their mother's behavior. How long has this been going on? "Seth is always welcome here," I begin, and take a few steps toward Kenzie, satisfied when she shuts her foul mouth and her eyes go round as I get closer. I've never enjoyed scaring women. It's easy for me to do with my size and is something I've always been careful of. But I'm going to scare the shit out of her. "But you are not. Seth will stay with us until Zach is back in the States in a few months. You are never to come back here." I step closer and loom over her. "If you ever show your face here again, I'll have you arrested for trespassing and I will ruin your pathetic life." Her eyes widen and her jaw drops in surprise as she takes half a step away from me, but she quickly pulls herself together and squares her shoulders, pulling her painted-on eyebrows into a scowl. "Why would I ever come back here? There's nothing here I want." She raises her chin defiantly and, without looking at Seth, climbs in the car, which peels out of the driveway.